Any other thoughts and prayers this morning you might have?
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. Ms. Linda.
My neighbors, Sylvester and Jean Shields, they both need prayer. He's got hospice coming to the house, and she has pneumonia.
Wow.
Can't seem to get rid of it.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
Continued prayer for our work transition. Tensions are high right now, right in the middle of our transition. We still don't know where we're going to be, but we're getting new carpet.
Well, that's a good sign.
So, but we have to pack everything up and have everything so that they can come in over the weekend. And I can't pack anything. I can't pack my stuff up until the very last day.
Oh, okay, cool.
So everybody else can pack everything up, but I'll have to wait for the last day and pack it up. They'll come in every weekend, light a new carpet, then we have to unpack everything, and then whenever they decide where we're going to be.
So the good news is you're still going to have a job, right?
Probably. Still going to have a job.
That's true.
I'm still going to have a job, but it's slowing down the process of the workflow.
Yeah.
And by having to do this. And so we're working really hard to try to get this done. And tensions are a little bit high right now.
You can have it.
A lot of that.
Go
in. Not
too.
Just me.
Not with
it's me. Not it's pretty much everyone on our team. There's a lot of anxiety, a lot of stuff going on right now.
So we'll keep it in prayer. Joanne, too.
Marcus, we went and had shoulder surgery for a long time. It was scheduled for April 10th, but the surgeon wanted to see what his heart was doing before he would operate. So on this trip, he's had a lot of heart issues. He's felt like he's been weak. His shoulder's been killing him. He's thinking he has something major going on with his heart now. We do see the cardiologist tomorrow for the first time. And hopefully we'll get some results for that.
Who's your cardiologist, Mark? Who's the cardiologist you're going to see tomorrow?
I'm not sure what he'll be.
They're all good. That's other medical care.
Yeah, they're all on one group. So.
Yeah, Dr. Gredler is one of them that's good, but they're all good. We'll keep you in prayer. You're going tomorrow?
Yeah.
Good.
Good.
How about Joanne Blind? What's going on with you, girl?
Oh, just things.
Things.
Just happy.
Happy.
Just enjoying life, you know.
She had her family come to visit her last weekend, and she had 10 family members. Did they stay the whole weekend?
But not at my place.
Well, that's what
I
said.
Yeah. You
know. Like a family.
I couldn't host all of them. Yeah.
Family reunion. Good. Miss Patsy, how's things with you?
Just joking.
You keeping Bonnie straight?
No.
No. Is he keeping you straight?
He tries.
Oh, that's a
good job. That's a good job.
Patsy, you keeping Don straight? Patsy, Pat, you keeping Don straight?
I don't mess with him.
You had a visitor from the Terrible Three just last week, right? Did that go good? Your grandbaby? Did you have the grandbaby last weekend?
Yeah, our hurricane came.
A 3-year-old.
My son, he is, God says, I'm in rocket. God made young people have babies.
That's why we have grandparents, so that we give the parents a little rest, and then give them back to them, and then they go home for a while.
At least now, Papa was, that's all he knew. But I have a name now, me. I'm a me.
You're the me? Instead of a me, you're just the me?
Just me.
Oh, that's pretty cool, yeah. Betty, how's things with your family?
Just plugging along.
Plugging along.
Her son just wiped out back from their trip over in Europe. They raised the heat, they made it back. And Jamie and Craig are hoping to be able to leave next weekend and come home for a week.
Yeah. They're in Pennsylvania ministering to Craig's parents. Mr. Chavez.
Yeah, I just, first of all, want to thank Sandra for working yesterday. She came early, so she didn't have to be in here for a few up to 3 hours. And so I told her, I said, I don't know when people are going to start coming. She said, I don't care. I'll be here. And she stayed until they were all gone and everything was clean. So thank you, Sandra. I also want to say that my heart was full yesterday.
Yeah, amen.
Tell you, when you see people who are lost, and these children, these 30, about 30 kids, I saw myself when I was a child. I was running barefooted with or a shirt off or whatever. I mean, that's what we did. And I just stood there on the corner and I wept because the harvest is great.
Amen.
Yes.
Laborers are few. I just was so grateful that yesterday, because you could tell by the people, I'm not judging them, but they were not church people.
No.
But boy, I said, Lord, bring them all.
Amen.
Bring them all, fill this place up.
Amen. Yeah, that's for sure.
I just want to touch base on that too, and all the little tiny kids, little boys and everything, they were very
well behaved. Yeah.
Very, very well behaved.
Yeah, yeah,
they had manners. Yes, yeah. Ma'am. And yeah. You know, could you please help me with this? And they were very, very complimentary.
Yeah.
You know, and can I do anything? No, you're not here to do anything. I got it. And so they were trying to do stuff. And Dorothy's daughter,
Diane.
She stayed over there with me for a little while before the service, and we talked about Dorothy and the tomato pie.
Thank you for bringing that up. Let me tell you about Dorothy. Diane was telling me that when her mom was still alive, and they got to talking about a lot of different things, and she said, Diane, I want to get some money to my church. That church really means a lot to me. And she said, Mom, you don't have to wait till you die. You can start giving money now. So, you know, Dorothy did, when she'd come, she would give whatever she gave. But then yesterday afternoon after she left, she said, what does the church need? I said, we need a lot of kids, but we got a lot of kids here today. We need to get kids back in church. Oh, beside that, what do you need financially? I said, to be honest with you, I don't know. I said, God has been good to us. We made it through COVID, and, you know, but I will let you know. So, church body, if you know something the church needs, let me know, and I'll get with Diane and see if we can't make it happen. What a blessing. I mean, really, that's been the history of this church. That's why it's been here since 1834. Amen. It really was. But I was like Sandra yesterday when it come time to clean up, and Travis was over with the trash bag and different things, and one of the little kids came over to do something, and it was yes ma'am and no ma'am, and I said, huh, yes ma'am and no ma'am still exist in the kids. I thought, that's pretty cool. So